Good morning. Today we wish to speak about the crisis within and the hope of victory. Does the believer or child of God face crisis within? If yes, how is this crisis to be resolved? Is there hope for the struggler? The believer is faced with a crisis that rages daily and requires daily surrender in order to overcome. It's the battle for the mind or heart of the believer. Failure to understand this battle has resulted in many losing their faith and suffering significant loss of spiritual health and wealth. Understanding this battle, this crisis within, begins with understanding the reality of the believer. Unlike unbelievers, the believer has two natures, both of which seek dominance and control. These natures are the sinful nature, referred to as the flesh, and the spiritual nature, referred to as the divine nature. In Galatians 5, 16 through 18, Paul writes, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." The Apostle Paul's battle within is revealed in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 23, and we read it. "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. For what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inner man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." We must know that that which is yielded to will rule or control us. In 1 Peter 2 verse 11, Peter writes, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, as abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." This crisis within often leads to identity issues, self-awareness challenges, and role confusion. Issues such as, who am I? Identity. Why am I here? Purpose. Where am I going? Destiny. These create lots of conflicts and crisis within. There is a turmoil within. A study of the writings of Paul will reveal that he spent lots of time writing and teaching about the believer's position in Christ. Remember, we said in the first week that hope has a foundation. It must be built on something or someone. Jesus Christ is the hope of the believer in every aspect or area of our existence. Knowing who we are in Christ is critical to finding hope. Am I a sinner or a saint? Am I saved or will I be saved? In Ephesians 1, 13 through 14, a quick read of it shows us that Paul describes the believer as having been blessed, having been chosen, having been predestined, having been adopted, having been redeemed, having been forgiven, having obtained inheritance, and having been sealed. This is who the believer is, not the turmoil and the crisis within. Sin's daily struggles require daily surrender. David, a man with crisis within, recorded in Psalm 42, an address to the sons of Korah, the worship leaders, is spoken about by Charles Spurgeon in this way. He says, this psalm is the cry of a man far removed from the outward ordinances and worship of God, sighing for the long-loved house of his God. And at the same time, it is the voice of a spiritual believer under depressions, longing for the renewal of the divine presence, struggling with doubts and fears, but yet holding his ground by faith in the living God. Most of the Lord's family have sailed, he says, on the sea, which is here so graphically described. Psalm 42 verse 11 says, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Moses had a crisis within. Hope of the children of Israel rested on his obedience to God. In Exodus 3, Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Mary, the mother of Jesus, was confronted with a crisis, but that could have led to serious embarrassment for her family in John 2, 1 to 5. Her response to the request was to approach her son, and then responding to those who sought him, she said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. The crisis within a believer is therefore not our final place, but a launching pad to where God wants us to go. It requires constant feeding of the spirit man with the word of God, regularly reminding self of one's position in Christ, and daily yielding to the mind of Christ. Next week, crisis in general, and an exploration of David and Goliath.